stuck is not a nice feeling. Like, we can either be stuck in one place, like stuck in the mud and can't get out and can't get moving, or we can actually just be stuck on a path. You know, imagine sliding across ice. You can't change direction. You are just going in that stuck pattern. There is no joy and there's no happiness in stuckness. So how about we take the first step to getting unstuck together? Welcome to the Happy Chicks podcast, a happiness gem. This is a short and sweet episode to reveal a nugget of wisdom, aka a happiness gem. I'm Loretta Hart, your host. I'm a happiness strategist. I love helping people find their happy. Happy Chicks podcast, happiness chat without the fluff and bullshit. I think we can all relate to this feeling of being stuck. I mean, I know I can. I was thinking when I was preparing for this podcast about when I used to run my cafe, and I was really stuck in a whole lot of set of behaviors that were not serving me. Let's just say that from the get-go. I lived on lattes and hot chips and a fair dose of adrenaline and cortisol. I remember being stressed out a lot of the time. Actually, I really remember driving home one day from the cafe and my hands were shaking on the wheel. It was almost like I was still pumped up and amped up from the adrenaline of the service and the stress of running that business. Do you know, I even got to a stage where my hands had such bad dermatitis that, like, working in the cafe, I was just really ashamed of them. I used to hide them as best I could from customers because they just looked so bad. And I was so stuck in this place of stress and stuck in this burnt out space. I knew it, like I could feel it, I could see it. I didn't like any of it, but I just had no idea how to get unstuck and what even the first step was. So I thought, let's unpack that today. Let's unpack just the first step that you can take to shifting out of either a pattern that you're in, or you're just really ground to a halt. You're not actually quite even sure what to do next because you're like, you're in such a muddy trench that you're not even sure what the next step could look like. So I always, when I'm working with a client one-on-one, I will always ask, what do you want more of? What would you love more of in life? And I often get one of two answers. One answer is, I have no idea. I like that is like you've just asked the most ridiculous question I read because I don't even know. I can't even answer that. I can't put words around it. That's the one response I get. Like, my head is like mashed potato. Why? What do you expect? The other answer that I get is not this shit. So when I say, what would you like more of? They say, not this shit. Like, I know what I've got and this is not working for me. I don't want this anymore. And whilst that doesn't really articulate what they do want, it's actually quite a useful place to start and it's quite a helpful place to start. The first thing you might be wondering, like, what does it even matter? Like, why do you put any energy into working out what you want when often it feels like you don't get it anyway? You're just going to set yourself up for disappointment. But in a nutshell, you know, we tend to get what we actually focus on. Our brain has this amazing little system of helping us to be right. So whatever we focus on, whatever we put our attention to, our brain tends to find evidence to make us right. And they show us things from our reality, from around us, to back up the perception that we've got or the thing that we're looking for or the thing that we're focusing on. So if we're focusing on the shit, the frustration, the exhaustion, the loneliness, the anxiety, the stress, well, then our brain just tends to show us that more and more around us and in our life. So if we can switch what we're looking at, what we focus on, then that is like the first step. This is not a magic wand. There is no fairy dust here that is going to just magically switch it over. But it is the first step of getting unstuck. So thinking about what we want more of sometimes can be tricky. So I just often say to people, well, let's start. Let's start with what really pisses you off. So that would be my first question. If you don't know what you do want, well, let's work out what you don't want anymore. So what would be the things that you are really ready to leave behind? I'm just going to pause for a second, right? Because I would like you just to think about this before I say anything else. What would you like to leave behind? What are the things that are really pissing you off about where you are right now? So I wonder what came up for you. Like you may have started listing a few things off. Like maybe you're feeling lonely and you're really ready to leave that behind. Maybe you're not speaking up when you've got a good idea or something to share and that frustrates the hell out of you. Maybe you're ready to leave behind feeling tired all the time. Or being that snappy, grumpy person, you know, to either your kids or your partner or your colleagues or your friends. Or maybe it's a feeling of like feeling like you're letting yourself down or feeling guilt about some past behavior. Some of those might be on your list. They might not. But what I would suggest is you actually get to nut out about 10 things that we're ready to leave behind. So what are those feelings? What are we feeling that are currently really pissing us off about where we're at and that we're ready to leave behind? And I say 10 for a reason. Because it's often easy to come up with the first one or two. Like they tend to come up pretty quickly. They sort of almost like they're floating on the surface. They're waiting to come up. They're often our hot buttons, you know. Things happen. We experience things and we can go off like a firecracker when these things tend to, you know, populate and come up to the top. So they're our first one or two. But what are the others? Sometimes they sit a little bit below the surface. But if we give ourselves a little bit of time, we can unearth them. And it's really worth it. So have a think about what might be those 10 things, list them down, that you are ready to leave behind or that are currently pissing you off. I've made a little list ahead of time. So if you have an opportunity, you can pause this and you might like to write down your list and we can compare them in a minute. Or I can give you some things to think about. Would these things be on your list? I've got lonely, biting your tongue, exhausted, grumpy, frustrated, stressed, anxious, befuddled, unhappy, bored, disappointed. There's a few things that sometimes we are overfilling these things. So it's actually really useful to acknowledge where we're at and what we're currently experiencing. Because that helps us, you know, on where we want to head. To help us get a reading on what we want more of. Because the new direction is just really the positive of each of those things that piss us off. So if we're feeling lonely, so lonely becomes connected. Like what would I feel if I wasn't feeling lonely? I feel really connected. I feel loved. What is, you know, biting my tongue and not saying the things that I know I really need to say? What would I rather feel? I'd rather feel confident or assertive. I'm just exhausted all the time. Becomes energized. I would love to feel like I've got enough energy to get through the day. Or frustrated, like frustrated through my procrastination or just things that I don't get them finished or they feel like they're really hard. What if that became ease? Would you like for things to feel like there was more ease about them? Could guilty become compassionate? Stress become productive? Anxious become calm? Befuddled become clear? Unhappy become happy? You know, I would suggest that you take some time for you to put into your own words. What are those emotions? What are those feelings? What are the things you'd like to feel more of when we're shifting out of the things that piss us off? How can we shift that? How can we turn it? What would be the positive of those? What I would suggest is you take the positive words that you've now generated and write them out again and see them all together. And from those, there might be new words that pop up, new things like, oh my God, yes, that's what I would love to be feeling. So add those down as well. And then I would circle the ones that are most important. I know it could be like choosing between favorite children. I get it. But if you could sort of circle the ones that look like they're really standing out to you as that would be the things you would love to be feeling more of first and foremost. So there you go. There's the answer to your question. What is it you would love more of? So just a little note to finish. Did you notice that each of the things that we were listing down that were really pissing us off, that they all actually relate to our own behavior? So when I was talking about, you know, feeling exhausted or feeling stressed or feeling befuddled, like they're all things that are about us and how we're feeling. That's because like these are the areas in our lives where we have control over and that we can change. Like I didn't get you to list down all the things that piss you off about your lazy partner who doesn't pick up their socks or the boss, you know, who doesn't value your opinion. Like I get it. These things are hugely annoying and they can impact us. But we get to begin with what we can control. And the things that we can control are our hands and our feet and what comes out of our mouth. So our behavior. They're the things that we can control. And once we get to a place where we know what we want our behavior to be like and we know what we want to be feeling in that, totally we then can look at how we can influence others around us. And that will happen. But we get to begin with us first. Because that's the key to it all. Whilst we might think that our environment or all the people around us might have it in for us, or it might be really shit and really hard, and I'm sure it probably is at times, but that's not where it begins. Change begins with us first. Okay, so just remember that life, it's not a dress rehearsal. Start living and get happy. Another great podcast, if I do say so myself. Thank you so much for listening. I would love it if you could rate and review us on whatever platform that you are listening to this podcast on. But also, if you've got a friend who really needs to hear the conversation that you've just heard, can you flick it over to them? Because here's the thing. If you found it valuable, someone in your circle is going to find it valuable as well. Thank you so much. Oh, and don't forget, head over to happychickscollective.com and take the Happiness Path quiz. It's a little quiz for you to work out which is the next pathway to creating more happiness that you get to explore.